Okay, we're back with Masquinoman High School hockey coach Andrew Jackson, along with Tim Kearns. I'm Rick Moore, our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky. And coach, first of all, congratulations on the win today. Tell me a little bit about this game over Newburyport that pushes you guys to what, 7-1?
Yes, sir, 7-1. Newburyport, old Cal rival. We'd like to keep them on the schedule now that we're in the NEC still, because it's always a tough physical game, tough place to play up at the Graf, closer quarters. And, yeah, we have a good history with them. So, yeah, we always like to put them on the schedule.
Who was your offensive leaders tonight?
Captain Richard Guarino had a couple goals. His line had four of the five goals, actually. So Joe Young, Josh Brand, and Richie Guarino all scored. And Will Shannon scored his first varsity goal. So he's a good football player and a grinder for us. So it's good to see it spread out.
All right, I want to get to your game against Gloucester, of course, and A.J. Sacco, and among other guys. But before I do that, I want to ask you about the schedule, because it's a different year. It's a whole different setup now, like what that football went to with, getting quality opponents and so on. And I'm looking at your schedule, and, you know, you've had a couple of tough games out of conference already, including Bill Ricca and, Stoneham. You got St. John's Prep down the road. So tell me a little bit about setting up this schedule.
Yeah, we found out, that we're going to go to the new seedings and power rankings. We kind of all decided as a coaching staff, why not make it as difficult as possible and prepare us for hopefully the tournament. In D2, I think there's 41 teams, so you figure 32 of those make it. So hopefully we're one of those top 32, and, the difficulty of schedule and the margin of victory really play a factor this year, so... finally it got cut to oblige after a couple of years. And, we play in the Stoneham tournament every year, which is, always competitive. Got Fenwick on the schedule, Andover, Lincoln Sudbury.
I know, Lincoln Sudbury. I'm looking at that and like, holy cow, Lincoln Sudbury. That's a hell of a schedule. And, that game's away. You have to travel to the Prep? No, the Prep's going to be home.
Prep's going to be home, and actually LS is coming. We scrimmaged LS a couple of years ago when they won it all, and it was competitive.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we couldn't play each other last year, so we wanted to hook up this year, which is good.
Fantastic. All right, I'm going to bring Tim here in a second. I want to go to the Gloucester game because a lot of hype up in Gloucester about their offense. Obviously with what's his name, Emerson. I can't think of his last name at the moment here. Emerson Marshall. Marshall, yeah. And of course, Jack Costanzo. But you guys had an amazing game, at least from a fan's point of view. So tell me how that one went and what your observations were about that game and critiquing it.
Yeah, we took too many penalties.
a coach's lament. Okay.
Yeah, those two guys are tough to handle. And they, they drew some penalties, nothing on the refs, we were holding and had to keep up sometimes. We had a couple guys out. That's no excuse. Everyone does these days. And they have two really, really strong lines, and, they're putting in some serious points right now. So we just tried to weather the storm there with them. We know they're going to be tough to handle, and, keeping them to three goals, we consider as a moral victory.
In regulation, but again, then you went on to win the game.
Yeah. So, AJ had a great, AJ had a couple of really good looks during the game. It was a little snake bit, and, we had a nice face-off win. He had a great individual effort to win it. So It was a full team effort. It was good to see.
All right, Tim.
Coach, in the age of COVID and lockdown, what's been your message to the kids to keep as many of them out of sick bay?
Stay away from Susie. try and mask up as much as possible. I know they have to in school. They have to obviously on the bus and in the ranks, but after that, it's hard to control. But, you know, obviously the holidays are a tough stretch, and I think a lot of teams are dealing with it coming out of the holiday break. But, I don't know. It's just trying to put yourself in good situations and take care of your body at home, too. You know, hydrate, eat the right things, vitamins, you know, do as much as you can within your power and control what you can control.
Has the school said anything about any kind of changes they may make to what the policies might be coming down the road where, you know, it's really not getting any better, but it seems to be getting worse?
Probably. Hopefully not. I try, you know, I follow strict orders from the school. We actually have a stricter policy right now, which is, makes it a little tough. So we have some guys out. We won't get back till Saturday. But, you know, it is what it is. I feel like every team's dealing with it right now. And you just, you know, hopefully limit the postponements. And, you know, if a couple guys are out, you know, it stinks and it might give us a disadvantage or advantage. But I think a lot of coaches are like, you know, we want to get these games in. We don't want to postpone and make the end of the season a rat race here.
Andrew, you've had four games in 7 days.
Yeah.
How does that affect the kids? How does that affect the coaches?
Yeah. We were, we gave it all, obviously, up at Gloucester, and Newburyport gave us all we could handle as well. You know, it was a 3-1 game and in the third, so it wasn't, you know, 5-0 and they scored two late ones. It was a competitive game and very physical. So it's a tough stretch, but, you know, our game with them was a postponement. So originally we had 3-7 and, you know, this was just the extra, which is good because we're able to usually roll three lines most nights and at least 5D. So I think it, you know, it's a testament to our team depth and our guys' conditioning. So, but yeah, it's a tough little stretch here.
I know. I'm looking at it like, holy cow.
We're off till Saturday, which is nice.
You know, the overtime did you guys okay, but what's your overall opinion about the overtime rule now?
I'd like to see, you know, I think Gloucester deserved a point there. You know, we get the two, they get the one.
Mm-hmm.
Like I talked to Phil Stacey about it, you know, if you know you're going to get the one, I think teams would maybe play a little more aggressively, you know, maybe with three forwards and one D rather than 2-2.
Mm-hmm.
You might see some up and down a little more and some more offense and be a little more exciting. Of course, AJ's play was very exciting.
Yeah, 9 seconds in, yeah. Hello.
Yeah, there was a lot of space on the ice because we had a power play, so it was a 4-on-3.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we figured why not. I think we had a defenseman and three forwards on the ice at that point.
Now, what's AJ, a sophomore?
Yeah, no, it's exciting. AJ's a sophomore, yep.
Okay. Yeah, I lament the loss of the 1 point. All right, I think before I give Tim the final baton here, tell us a little bit about your captains and your alternates, and start with Richard Guarino.
Yeah, Richard's a four-year varsity guy. He's a football captain, just super great character guy. He anchors our, you know, second line and pop penalty kill, just does all the right things for us. Our alternates are the McMillan brothers, Matt and Nick. Matt plays, I mean, he's probably one of the best defensemen we've seen all year. You know, we've had some pretty good opponents, and Matt's probably the top D. He's been great. Nick is a right wing on the first line. He just does saw for us. And then Josh Brand had a goal and a couple assists tonight. He had a great game tonight. He's, you know, he's on the line with Richie. And then Chris O'Grady, center in our top line, top mm-hmm. power play unit, excellent penalty killer. I call him Coach O'Grady, just, you know, very cerebral player. We throw him back on D sometimes, so we're lucky. We got a really, really great senior class, and these guys are all in it, so.
Tremendous. Tim?
Coach, more of a comment than a question. Before Maskell came into, and this is an obvious conference, there are a lot of coaches who, you know, really didn't want to see Maskell. You've been really successful in the Cape Inn, and he always produced really strong teams, and I think there were teams within the conference itself that didn't want to have to face Maskell. once or twice a year. But I want to compliment, you know, not only yourself and the hockey program, but all the programs in Masco for coming in and being yourself, of not backing down, of showing just what quality the Masco student athletes are. And I think it's done nothing but good for the Northeastern Conference.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Yeah, we like being a part of it. You know, geographically, it's a little easier too. And I think, you know, competitively, I know football had a bunch of the fall teams had good seasons, and you know, I mean, we've had, you know, we had a pretty good year last year too. But yeah, it's competitive. I mean, Marblehead's good this year. Danvers got a good squad. Beverly just knocked off Danvers tonight. So,
wow.
Obviously, Gloucester, Winthrop's always a very difficult game. So, yeah, we like it. It's very competitive. It's fun. We miss our old Cape Ann League foes. So, we got Linfield, Triton, and Newburyport on the schedule this year still. But, yeah, it's been great so far.
Yeah, Linfield's off to another great start.
Yeah, they got a great squad. I think they brought back 17, 18 guys. So yeah, we got them in a couple weeks or maybe a month. So that'll be a good game.
Yeah, I love talking to the Twin Towers over there. Those guys are great.
They're great. Yeah, we bounce ideas off each other. Great guys.
Cool. I love that. Great. Great talking to you, Andrew. Get some rest, man, and let the boys have a little rest before the next game.
Yeah, can you tell? I got no voice at the end of
I hear you.
Games in 7 days.
I know. Thanks for taking the time, Coach. Get some rest.
All right. Thanks, Rick. Thanks, Tim.
Talk to you later. All right, that is Masconomet High School boys hockey coach Andrew Jackson, who sounds exhausted. I would think he would be, man. That's a lot of stuff going on there.